joke.
Wait! Human, where are you going? I got the fish for you. Don't you want it? I've been watching you trying to catch it for like 2 hours. Just sitting there with a weird stick and staring at a red wobbly thing on the water. I decided I should help you. Here, it's yours. Sorry about the bite marks.
Why are you looking at me like that? All weirded out and scared or something?
Yes. This is a fox tail and fox ears.
No, I'm not a fox.
Well, it's complicated. Short answer, no, I'm not a fox. Long answer, also no, but kind of. I'm also not human, but kind of. I'm both. You can tell me a hoax. No, that sound dumb. Fuman. That's not better, is it? Let's go with fox human or fox girl. Yeah, I like that more. Fox girl.
Blech. I need to get out of the water. I don't like it when my fur is all wet. I hope you're grateful. I jumped into the lake for your sake.
Good, you're welcome.
At least the sun is warm. You're looking at me all weirded out again. What's wrong?
No, I don't have any clothes on. I'm a fox girl. I have fur. Don't you like it?
Are you embraced? Silly humans, you and your stupid clothes.
You can look, I don't mind.
Or you can avert your gaze like you do now.
I need to find a place to dry up. Wait, you're soaked too. You weren't soaked before I jumped into the...
I did that, didn't I?
Oops. Well, we can find a spot to dry up together. You have a camp somewhere, don't you?
No! I have not been stalking you!
I just usually see humans carry stuff around when they are out there. Many of them put this cool tents, I think they're called.
Yeah,
it's like they are putting up a cape to hide in, and fires. They make fires.
Can you make fires?
Yeah, can you make one now? I've never gotten to see a live fire up close before, but I could always feel the heat of it from my hiding place. I wait for the humans to fall asleep before I go in to investigate. My mom told me I can't let humans see me, so I have to wait until they are either gone or sleeping. Until then, I just hide and follow them from afar to see what they are up to.
What? I didn't lie at all! I never said I don't stalk people. I said I didn't stalk you. I just happened to smell a weird scent and wanted to see what it was. Turned out it was you. I wanted to see what you were doing, so I stayed to watch.
Yeah, Mom would not be happy if she knew I did this. But I'm on my own for now. I'm an adult, and I can make my own decisions. But it was probably a dumb idea.
I just felt sorry for you. You were never gonna catch a fish with that wobble and stick. And I didn't want you to starve. Oh, the fish. Let's go and make a fire and cook it. Where's your camp?
Oh, you mean the clearing just 100 steps from here? That's super close to where I've been sleeping the past few days. I've only been away since dawn. When did you get here? Huh? Well, let's go. I must know. What did you try to do with the stick and wobble? It was all really confusing. It's a fishing rod. Why is it called that? I don't see how it would catch any fish at all. What? No. I didn't see the thread from the rod to the wobble. Okay. But what about the wobble thing? How will that help you catch a fish? Oh, so the hook with the bait is attached to the wobble with another thread. That's kind of neat, but way too complicated. You sat there for hours. It took me 5 seconds to jump in and catch it for you. Only thing that makes your way better is that you don't get wet. Unless a fox girl like me comes to splash water on you. Oh, there's your tent. And you have one of those rocks in a ring formation. That's a fireplace, isn't it? Cool! I'm so excited! Show me, show me. You take those sticks and logs, right? So, when do they start burning? What's that? Newspaper. Oh. I think I've seen something like this laying around the campfire before. But how is paper going to make the wood burn? What's a match? I don't get it. You have to show me. Why do you keep so many tiny sticks in a small box like that? Okay, I'm watching. How did you do that? The stick is burning! Oh, put it on the paper. Oh, this is so cool! Look, the fire's growing so fast! It's so pretty! I could just look at it all day. I gotta be careful with my tail, though. It's hard to keep it still when I'm happy. It would not be fun if it caught fire. But it's so warm. My fur is already getting dry. Human, you need to get closer to the fire if you want to get dry too. Come. Sit beside me. Now, put the fish on fire. Please. I love cooked fish. Yay! I've had it before. No, of course. I've never cooked one myself. I don't have those magical sticks you used. Oh. So I've eaten cooked fish before because other campers have made it and then left it out in open when they went to sleep in their tents. So when the sun has gone down, I've sneaked in to look around. I may have borrowed a fish or two or more. It's not stealing! I just borrowed the fish! Forever! I couldn't help myself. It just smells so good. And when I taste one, there was no way I could keep myself from the rest. But don't worry. They didn't starve like you would. They were much better than you at fishing. They had already eaten a lot and had plenty left to cook. You need me. And right now, I need you. This is just a spell that got me to steal. Borrow the fish. What's that? Freudian sleep? What? I said borrow! You should
shouldn't be so rude to a potato, you know. My teeth are sharp. I'm kidding. I would never hurt you. Well, maybe if you kept the fish to yourself. Take it off the fire. I want it. Yay, it's done. I can smell it. It's perfect. So perfect. Oh, yay! What's this you're giving me? You use it to eat the fish? That's silly. I don't need a fork. I'll just pick it up with my paws and... Very good, very good. Okay. I'll use the fork instead. Don't laugh at me! I didn't know it was so hot still. You should have warned me. Now, fish, now you're mine. Ah, hot, 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 but so good, but also hot, so hot. Heaven. I'm in heaven. Why are you smiling at me like that? You think I'm cute? Why? I can't stop my tail from wagging or my ears from twitching. It just happens when I'm happy. You want to bite me? Silly humans. Sure. When you stroke your hands over my head like that, it reminds me of how my mom used to clean me. But she did it with her tongue. Human, please don't lick on me, okay? Yes, you can keep petting me with your hands. Human, you didn't finish your fish. Can I have it? Yay! Pots, fires, and cooked fish. Today has been a good day. I like you, human. Will you stay here long? Oh, you are leaving tomorrow. Can I come with you? You need me! I can't let you starve! We'd make a good team. I'll keep you from starving and you make delicious food. And fires. I want to sleep by a fire. Yes! Happy, so happy! That's good. I was going to stalk you anyway, but it's nice to have someone to chat to and share food with. I won't have to sneak in to borrow it at night! Why are you staring at me like that? What a silly question. What would I care if you took your clothes off? It's not embracing at all. I don't have any clothes either. Only difference is that I'm covered in fur. Are humans usually ashamed of their bodies? Well, I don't mind it one bit. And I'm nude too, so go ahead, take them off. See, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You forgot to take off the clothes covering your cock. Oh, no? You wanna keep it on? Are you scared of showing me your cock? Okay. Weirdo. Yeah, it's weird. For my kind, at least. We don't worry about how we look. We are who we are, and that's it. Come on, you silly human. Just look at me, and I'm sure you'll feel less embraced about yourself. Good, so... what parts of a human are the most embracing? Boobs. Okay, look, here are my boobs. Right in front of you. What else? Oh, really? My ass? I thought you'd say pussy since you're so worried about your cock. Oh, that too? Okay. Okay. If I'll just turn around and raise my butt up for you, getting a good look, you should see my pussy too, right? Good. Then that's that. It wasn't so embracing, was it? But you look absolutely mesmerized. I honestly don't understand what the big deal is. Wait. What's this smell? I know what it is, but it's also something else. It's coming from you, human. It's your cock. Yes, it is. I can see it through your clothes. You're getting hard. But why? Why are you getting an erection now? Oh. Sexy. I think I understand now. My body turns you on, doesn't it? Everything makes more sense now. That's why it was embracing for you to look. Since my kind don't care about appearances, it never crossed my mind. We get aroused by essence. Usually when we are in heat during spring, everyone just smells so sexy. Like, you don't know. It's staring to turn me on. Yeah, you smell really hot right now. Come on. Take your cock out. Why? So we can mate. Don't you want to? Ooh. I've never seen a cock like that. It has so much skin around it. The tip is cute. Your accent is so much stronger now. Damn, I just want to eat you up. May I? Of course I'm joking. I really do want to taste you though. Is that okay? I promise I won't bite. Yay! I'm so excited! This is amazing. I can't believe it. You taste so good, human. I love it. I've never tasted or smelled something this good in my entire life. What about you? Your breathing is starting to get heavy. That's great because I want to have your cock in my mouth forever. But my pussy is itching for you too. I'm so turned on right now. I can't keep myself from grinding my thighs together. How can something this good be so agonizing at the same time? Human, will you mate with me? Please? It feels like I'm burning between my legs. Yes, thank you. It's the only thing that can take this burning away. just stay where you are. I'll get on top of you. Can you see how wet I am down my tights? And I was just about to dry up. And now you got me wet again. I guess we are even now after I splash water on you. I'm just going to grain my pussy against your cock. Getting it nice and slick. Fuck, it feels good already. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to take your cock into my pussy? Because I can't wait anymore. I need to feel you inside me. Ah, fuck. I took all of you. I didn't realize you'd feel so big inside me. You really stretch me wide. If I wasn't so wet, this would hurt. But it just feels so fucking good to feel you slide in and out. Every time I fall down on your cock, it gives me such a thrill of pleasure. Hey, kiss. Yeah. Put your hands on me. You can touch me anywhere you want. Even my boobs, especially my boobs, actually. Please, put your hands on them. How do they feel? Never felt boobs covered in fur before, have ya? Fuck, it feels really nice when you stroke them like that. Yeah, they're soft. I'm glad you like my body. Go on. Keep exploring my body while I ride your magnificent cock. You can stroke my tail too, if you can catch it. I can't keep it still right now. Fuck. Getting hotter and hotter inside. My pussy's burning. Kiss me more. Kiss me. Fuck, human. I really need your cum soon. Yeah, I need it. It's the only thing that can make this burning go away. Are you close? Okay. I'm gonna go faster now. I'm gonna come too soon. I can't stop it. Your cock just feels so fucking good. Fuck. Fuck. I need you. Come for me. Please, shut your cum inside me. Oh, my hips and press me against you as you come. Please. I'm coming. I can't wait. I'm coming. Please come with me. No. Fuck. Deep inside me. The burning is going away. Fuck. This bliss. Human, you're amazing. Can I rest a little on you? I'll let you stroke my tail. Here. Don't pull on it. I'll bite you. This feels really nice. Lying with you next to a cracking fire. This is perfect. Your cock is still inside me. I feel it's starting to loosen up. You really shot out all of your cum for me. Thank you. Yes. Silly human. It felt great. I'm so happy I stumbled upon you today. All of this started with you not being able to catch a fish. No, I don't believe you. That fish and stick thing would never have worked. You should be grateful. I got your foot. Speaking of which, can we share? Yay! I know I said I didn't stalk you, but maybe I will. After tonight, I don't want you to leave. Really? I can come with you? Sure! I can teach you how to catch fish properly. Okay. Let's have a contest to see who can catch the most fish tomorrow. But don't worry. I won't let you starve when you end up without any. I'll share my fish with you.